I'm Liz. I'm here with Billy Lockett. Say hi, Billy.
Hello.
We're here for your show in Leeds. How are we feeling before the show?
Good, actually. Better than some of the other places. The sound is great tonight. The venue's big and we've sold the most tickets here. So, yeah, everything that could go wrong isn't going wrong and I'm happy.
That's good, that's good. Yeah. Leeds crowds are known to be quite energetic, yeah. Have you found somewhere else on the tour that's also been like one of your best shows yet that you're hoping tonight can be?
Yes, Newcastle. Newcastle was everything I dreamed of it being. It's just a really cool venue. Mm-hmm. I mean, everywhere up north is great. You know, northern crowds are just so much more fun. I mean, London's great. The northern crowds just seem to be really, like, excited by everything, yeah.
So this is one of your, like, first big tour, first big go at it, really. You've opened for, like, Lana Del Rey, you've said, Lewis Capaldi, stuff like that. What's that like, headlining and, like, being on the other side of it?
Everything I always wanted. The sets are longer. We can just have way more control over everything. I mean, I'm so used to being a support act and it does feel like you're sort of going out to battle, basically, when you're a support. So this is nice that everyone knows the words and they're singing along. And it also feels like this is the first tour I've done where we're actually kind of on the rise and things are moving up quite quickly. So it feels like everybody's sort of excited to be there at the beginning, you know?
You could say things are looking up.
Yes.
Maybe. Do you believe that things are looking up? Do you think there's momentum that's building now?
Yes. And you know what? I've always had to pretend that there was, because that's what we're all... we have to do. I've sort of realised recently you don't have to do that. And ironically, now it actually is happening. This is the first time I actually believe that it is. And I guess, you know, social media is so important. And that was the one thing that I just couldn't seem to crack. I'd got radio and press and, you know, support tours. But social media, I just couldn't work out the algorithm. I couldn't find something that was going to click with people. And now I have in a pretty big way, and it feels like everything else was already kind of worked out. Mm-hmm. So a lot, I guess most artists, the social media is the first thing that happens, and then they kind of work everything else out and catch up mm-hmm. with themselves. Whereas I've, you know, this is my 13th year doing this, so we're ready to go now. It's come at a great time.
And what's it been like having your mum's support with it? She's featuring in a lot of your videos, which I'm loving. Like, what's it like having her by your side?
It's great. Me and my mum's relationship is stronger than ever, really. And it's such a nice bonding experience. She's always been in the team. She's always been one of my managers. And so she's always been very involved in it. But now it feels like it's kind of like, I guess, how bands, you know, they can share the successes and they can feel like they're all in it together. Whereas I'm a solo artist. So every time I've had a moment, I've kind of not really had anyone share it with. So it's just nice that I get to sort of, you know, my mum's almost like my band member, you know what I mean? And the song's about my dad as well. So it almost feels like, you know, he passed away 10 years ago, but it feels like he's working with my mum and they're working together to make this happen. And it's really beautiful. It's really nice.
And I guess like having that support from a family member who's like built in to root for you must also be lovely, yeah. Right?
Yeah, she knows me and she knows the project so well. And we've had so many conversations about, you know, why is it not working? How do we fix it? Why are we never making any money? Why are the numbers not going up? And it's nice that we can sort of troubleshoot in public now. And just, it's a huge weight off my shoulders because I don't have to lie about anything anymore. I urge more artists to do this and to stop the fake it till you make it thing. So you're just suffering in silence. It's bad for business. It's bad for your soul. It just doesn't work. You know, just talk about exactly how it's going, whether that's good or bad. I think we're just so scared sometimes. Everyone keeps saying how brave I am for telling the truth. And it's like, God, that shouldn't be brave. That should be, you know, the norm, really.
Have you got any other advice for people that are just starting out or people that have been going at it for a while, but something's not clicking?
Don't worry if you make mistakes. I mean, you know, the whole point of all of this is to grow and stop expecting to for everything in your career, every point to be polished. It's all about building and growing and trusting the process. I think we kind of like expect that we have to get everything right at the first time. And I'm a classic example of, you know, I've got everything you could get wrong. in this industry I have mm-hmm. at some point. And I'm grateful because I've learned everything. Because of all the failures, I can now produce and mix and, you know, I can MD on the live side of things. And I've worked out the social media thing. Every single aspect of it, I like to think I've got down now. And I wouldn't have done if I hadn't failed a million times before.
Onto something slightly more, like, touching and emotional. You're, I think, the first artist I've seen that's been really honest about their struggles with addiction and stuff like that. Yeah. What's it been like being public with that?
At first, it was daunting because I was thinking, oh, God, what if I relapse again? And then I've sort of let everyone down. But then I realised that was probably the only way I was going to quit, is if I had that weight of, I've got my whole fan base, you know, right, rooting for me. In terms of like sobriety, I'm coming up to 100 days. I think in a few days it'll be 100 days. I'm a 98, and I've never felt better. It can't be a coincidence that as soon as I quit drinking, my career just blew up. You know, it can't be. You know, and I feel like I really enjoy working. It's given me way more drive. It gives me so much more time. I mean, I've got this app that tells me how much money I've saved and how much time I've saved. And I think I've saved like, you know, about 1600 quid in 98 days, yeah, on drink and drugs. And I've saved about 400 hours that I would have been wasted. I know, it's crazy. And then that's not even including all the times you'd be on a come down or hungover, or, you know, and all of that time I've now spent working. And so you don't realize the domino effect it has being sober. I mean, it's the best thing. It was the hardest thing I've ever had to do, because I've been trying to quit for like 7 years properly. I've been doing drink and drugs for about 10 or 15 years maybe. And the last 6 years I've been trying and failing. I think the longest I'd ever got was like 30 days or something. So this feels like it really is the end, hopefully. You know, life's more chill now.
And is it nice having like a fan base that's holding you accountable with it and yeah. that's with you like almost every step of the way for it?
Yeah, that's exactly it. It's I want them to be on the journey with me. And you know, I'm not saying I'm never going to relapse. You know, I might. Maybe if I win a Brit Award, that might happen. but I'm trying my best, mm-hmm. and I'm healthier than I've ever been, and I'm happy. It really is. I said to myself, you know, 100 days ago, I said the two things I would, you know, dream of accomplishing is my social media situation and getting sober. I feel like they were the two hardest puzzles for me to crack, and I just feel very pleased and happy that I've done it.
So if you've done it, we're on the tour, everything's looking up. What's next for you, do you think? On your website, you hint about being besties with Beyonce.
Yeah.
Is that in the cards?
That is a lie. But everything else is true. but I mean, I'm hoping... Well, I'm working on the third album now. So the third album's going to be out, I think, early next year. And touring, way more touring. Mm-hmm. I'm basically just... I feel like I've got everything right now. Everything's set. And now it's just about doing it over and over and over again. So I'm just hoping me and the band will just be out around the UK and Europe for the next, you know, 3 or 4 years. Mm-hmm. And because I make all the music myself in my cellar, really I can just churn out songs mm-hmm. whenever I want. So, it's just album after album now. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a Brit Award.
Yes, a couple, I think. Maybe a Grammy. Ivan Novello would be good. Yeah, I'm fantasizing it. But you know what? I fantasized getting sober and it's happened. So anything. Who knows? Yeah, anything's right. Possible.
Right. Thank you so much for chatting to me.
Yeah, thank you.